Proposed amendments to the federal law that regulates tribal casinos would bar states from collecting more than 10% of casino revenues in fees. Wisconsin Indian tribes won't release figures on how much their casinos take in, so it's hard to quantify exactly what that would mean. But Department of Administration spokesperson Tom Solberg says under the most recent tribal compacts, the state will collect fees well below the proposed cap.
After the first 2 years of the compacts, all of the payments will be based on a percentage rather than a lump sum, and those percentages will generally be in the 4 to 6% range.
But Potawatomi tribal spokesperson Jeff Crawford says his tribe pays fees to both the state and local governments in Milwaukee that together total just about 10% of their casino's net revenue. He says tribes are being asked to pay a larger share than most businesses.
That's well beyond the corporate income tax rate, more than twice the corporate income tax rate. And so there is a point where this is going, the line will be crossed, and the federal legislators are taking a look at that.
Most of the opposition to placing a cap on casino fees comes from California. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger wants the tribes there to pay higher gaming fees to help balance the state budget. Wisconsin is depending on $200 million in tribal casino fees over the next 2 years to help balance its budget. The first payment of just over $100 million is due in June. Whether or not the tribes pay depends on how the state Supreme Court rules on a pending lawsuit. The suit challenges the governor's right to sign compacts with the tribes without consulting the legislature. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.